Yeah, there you go. The king looking like an angel. Although I think Elvis is talking about someone else. I'm talking about Howard Eskin. As we go from one king to another every single Thursday at this time. Thursdays with the king, start of the 9 o'clock hour. Now, before we get to Howard, which will be in coming up in about 45 seconds, I want to play one more time the audio of the exchange between Howard and Nick Nurse yesterday. I thought it was truly one of the great questions and great follow-ups in many years by a Philadelphia media member to a player or coach in Philly sports. And Nick Nurse never answered the question. It was really well done by Howard. Let's listen again.
Nick, do you think it's fair to your paying customers and your fans to not know, have any idea when your star player is going to play?
That's a big question to lead off with. Listen, our guys are working out. They are making progress. They're going to have workouts tomorrow, Friday. We hope to have a better indication of where they are by then. Update you then.
But that didn't answer the question. Do you think it's fair? I mean, I have complaints from people. You know, I'm buying tickets and I don't know whether they're going to play. And
they're listed. They're listed as out. Yeah. You know, within the league guidelines, we have to list them. That's why the league has those guidelines, and we list them that way.
And you do it the day before, but a lot of people buy tickets earlier than that.
Well, we don't have all the information all the time, right? The reason you do it is the day before is you want to make sure, right? So you know.
King, I'm giving you a standing ovation, my man. That was really well done. Good morning, Howard. Really, really, really well done.
Howard. Well, seriously, thank you for your attitude and the fairness and for formulating questions that we, the fans, really want to know the answers to.
Yep.
Thank you.
You know, John, that's the point. You know, and people say, and Joe, it's a term, say, well, he was grilling Nick Nurse. No, I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten from friends. You know, I got tickets for Saturday. I got tickets for this game. It's on back-to-back. I got, you know, they don't know, and they have the right with the cost of the ticket. So all I'm doing is asking questions that they want to know. And the Sixers have answers. Do you think they don't know that a player is not going to play? They absolutely know. They're not telling people because it's all about money. They care about their arena more than they care about this. It's a joke. It's insulting. It's disgraceful to a public that supported a losing team. I don't care how many games they win during the regular season. They don't get past the second round for how many years. They're a losing team, and they come out and they still spend their money, I don't know why, and support them. They have the right. So I'm just asking the questions that they really want to know.
Well, no, I agree, Howard. It was so well done. So a couple more elements to this. So I do think I'm starting to feel some sympathy for Nick Nurse because I think he's dangling and Daryl Morey should speak up and isn't, and I think it's really lame of Daryl Morey. But the Nick Nurse answer yesterday about not knowing that the team had been fined, do you believe him? Like, do you think they're so poorly run the information didn't get to him, or do you think he just flat lied?
Well, okay. I hate the word to use lie, but he wasn't telling the truth. So we'll look at it. There's no way he didn't know. It's like saying, I don't know Thursday comes after Wednesday. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's a disgrace. And there's other questions he's answered like that. I mean, Brett Brown, and we all remember Brett Brown, he actually handled these situations when Scam Hinkie never stepped forward either.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, listen, the general manager is in, or president, general manager, whatever you want to call him, he's invisible. He's buried in the back somewhere. You never see him in a game, so you can never approach him. And it's ridiculous. And, John, I'll ask you this question because you were a big fan of Daryl Morey. How do you like him now?
Yeah, I don't like him at all. So is that the root of this problem? Is that the root of the frustration that we can see on Nick Nurse's face? I thought I could see it during the game last night, Howard, on the
court on the sideline. It felt like his face is telling us, I'm so frustrated because Daryl Morey's not giving me the help, the backup, the support that I deserve as the coach of this team.
Hey, listen, Nick Nurse has to share some responsibility here. You're out there. If you don't know it's coming, you're an idiot. And I don't think he's an idiot. Daryl Morey might be an idiot, but I don't think Nick Nurse is an idiot. He knows it's coming. You can't basically lie to the people, lie to the media. We're there, and I waited for somebody else to ask the question. It's not like I always jump in to ask a question. It's so obvious, and there was a big pause to start, so I asked the question. And then later, when Kyle Newbach asked a good question, although he buries me a lot, asked a good question, and then I followed it up with, why won't you answer the question?
Yeah.
And we still didn't get an answer. It's terrible. But let's get to the root of the problem here. They, for years, and once the horse is out of the barn, it's over. They've let Joel Embiid do whatever the hell he wants to do. That's why when people said, oh, he's going to want to be traded. You know what? If he was traded to New York, you know what that coach would do, Tom Thibodeau? His foot would be so far up his rear end if he didn't do what he wanted him to do, and he's not going to accept Joel just walking in 45 to 50 minutes before tip-off when he's playing. He's not going to accept, well, yeah, I don't want to play tonight. And here's another question I get, and this is beautiful. And people ask me, well, why doesn't he just help the team playing 15 to 18 minutes? You know the answer to that? Okay, it hurts his average. So if he plays 15, it's all, see, everything's about himself. It's about him personally, his numbers, him, Joel Embiid. Because if you play 15, 18 minutes, you're obviously not going to score as many points. You're not going to get as many rebounds. And it figures into your average for the season. So that's why he doesn't want to help his team. And he's not the only one that does this. But he doesn't, but he should have. This team stinks right now. It stinks. And if he played 15 to 18 minutes, he might help him. The reality is his knee's going to be like this forever, especially as long as he's playing basketball. And then your president general manager gives him a three-year extension, so now he's got 5 years at like $62.5 million a year. I mean, that's lunacy. That's lunacy.
Howard,
and then Paul, I don't know Paul George. Let me just throw Paul George in here. He goes to the World Series while he's goes to Indiana to say hello to his friends. Comes back, then he goes to a World Series game. It's just a bad look, whether he can or he can't, while you're hurt. And when he signed him, the Sixers are the only team that would give him a four-year max. The only team. That's why he came here. Now, for 1 or 2 years, it'd be nice. But if you look at his history, other than last year when he played like 71 or 74 games because he was playing for a contract, he averaged 50 games, 50-some games a year the 4 years before that. So you're signing two guys that you know aren't going to play most of the season. It's a shame.
Howard, how many games do you think Paul George will play this year? How many games? You mentioned he was 51 games a year averaging before he gave 71 last year, or whatever, 74 last year in a contract year. How many games will Joel give the Sixers this season?
All right, here's a question I ask people, and I'm looking for a number. How many games do you think that Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey will play in the same game?
Yeah, I mean, it might be 13 or under. Serious.
And that's the problem. I don't think Joel will play. I don't think he'll get to 50 games. And to say, well, you know, and to kind of imply, because Nick Nurse is obviously not telling us the truth, to kind of imply that they're saving from the playoffs, he's still going to have that problem. Whether there's wear and tear, he's still going to have that problem, and he's not going to be able to give, after not going most of the season, 30-some minutes a game to the team. This team's back in, I hate to say it, this team's back in a process. But the problem is you're stuck with contracts, so you can't get there. It's sad for the people of this city. From ownership, the owner doesn't care about the Sixers. He cares about the football team in Washington rooting against the favorite team in Philadelphia. That's a problem, too.
Yeah, bad.
But it's just the whole thing is just such a mess. But Nick Nurse, he's got to be more forthcoming. And if Daryl Morey says, wait a minute, I don't want you to say that. Well, then you get your ass out
there. No question.
and speak.
No question.
You're right with that. Hey, listen, I don't feel sorry for Nick Nurse because he's getting about $8 million a year. So I'm not going to, and he's got 3 years after this year. So whether they say, well, we're going to fire you if you're saying it, well, then I can't make myself look like a clown. And he really makes himself look like a clown.
Well, when will we hear from Daryl Morey?
After the season? I'm telling you.
Now you might
trade
be right.
Deadline maybe, yeah, if maybe. They make a move, I guess.
Look, if Daryl Morey does not speak in the next day or two, then why bother?
Hey Joe, I'm going to make you a bet for charity.
No, I'm going to agree with you. He's not going to do it in the next day or two.
No, he's
there's
not
no
do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm
it's
just saying
sad.
He should.
It's so sad. It's not fair. These fans, they get a price increase every year. Every year they get a price increase on their tickets. Every year. And yet they were increasing the prices when they were trying to lose. Now they're doing things that aren't helping them win, and they support them. A lot of fans are bailing out, but it's just not fair. Season Ticket Holders trying to get rid of the tickets. I had somebody tell me, I tried to get rid of my tickets. I couldn't even they were good seats. I couldn't even give them away last night. It's sad. It's just terrible that the fans have to go through this. And all I'm trying to do is just get answers that they want to know.
I got you. All right, Howard, I want to sneak in one Eagles question, and we appreciate your time here today. This
Sirianni's
is good stuff.
A good coach, and I've said that for a while.
Yeah.
So that's to throw in your poll, throw my vote in the poll. He is a good coach.
No, I actually think so, too. I'm more interested in asking you, have you connected with Doug yet in the lead-up to this week?
No, because I don't. I know multiple coaches around the league, and I don't connect with them before the game. I'll see them at the game, and then afterwards, I'll connect with them. It's, for instance, I'm friendly with Sean McVay, so and we stay in touch. But now I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to text him. I'll see him at the game, and then afterwards. And there's multiple coaches that I'll do.
Are you sure you're friends? It's not one of those things where you just bug him from time to time, and he doesn't have the heart to tell you.
No, actually,
I'm good, Howard.
I'm gonna tell your story, Joe, and you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
He came up to me at the owners' meetings one year, and he says, "Howard, Sean McVay." I said, "Yeah, how do you know me?" He says, "Everybody knows you." No. How do you know me? So I did some research. He worked for the Washington Redskins for years, and I did the George Michael Sports Machine a segment every week.
Yep.
So, you know, and Ike said when he was watching, when he was growing up, he saw, or it was in Cincinnati growing up, whatever, and that the national show. So that's how I realized that he knew.
That's great, man. We were talking about the
I was about to say, second George Michael Sports Machine reference in 2 days.
2 days.
Or whatever.
Yeah. It was a great show, Howard. It really was. Yeah.
It was the best network sports show on television ever. Ever.
Wow.
And George did a great job. And I was spinning records for George at a top 40 station here in Philadelphia back early in my career. So that's how I. And then
you got
George
skills like that, Howard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can spin like.
Well, it's spinning 45s. No, you know
this guy, man.
DJ King.
Howard, one more thing. Can you give us quickly the story? Was it that Joe Banner took your job, or you took Banner's job back in the day at that station? I forget what was the connection.
I took Banner's job when I went to 1210, which is now one of our stations at Odyssey. When I went there as a sports reporter, I worked with Joe for 3 weeks back in 1976 because he was going back to the New England area to start a business. And I didn't see him until Lori owned the team back, and then it came in and bought the team in the 90s.
Yep.
But I took his job, but we worked together for 3 weeks. So I took his job.
That's wild.
So, I know. Isn't
that
crazy?
Is incredible.
That is crazy.
Hey, Howard, stay well, my man. Good stuff today, man. Thanks, dude.
All right. Yeah, go Sixers.
Right. You got it, Howard. Thanks, asking. Howard. All right, life advice with the Hammer shortly. Nick in Wilmington right now. Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe. Gang, how you doing? Happy holidays. Happy Halloween, all that fun stuff.
Happy Halloween,
Happy Halloween
to you,
Nick.
Wait, Nick, is this Nick from Marion?
This is Nick from Marion.
All right, so Nick, so let me say this. I just pulled out my phone because it was stuck in my Batman costume. While Howard was talking, I took it out. I had 47 text messages, and I just saw that you are one of them, but I hadn't opened it yet because I'm trying to deal with 47 text messages. So hold on.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, you look really disheveled right now.
I am. The hair is probably a disaster, right?
Oh, looks like you combed it with a grenade. Yeah, it's not good. Come on. I mean, look, I'm not a harsh judge either.
Like, well, John doesn't even know what a comb is. Bad. John doesn't know what a comb is, and he doesn't know what hair gel is. But that's he's
hair
like
gel.
He's like Einstein, other than the brain. My. You know.
That's messed up, man.
All right, Nick, that I'm really sorry. Nick, am I breaking 100 today?
Well, you're playing the east or the west?
I don't know. I get there and I get told where to go.
Does it matter, man?
No, it does.
No,
one of
I'm
them
saying
is...
for you, hold it on, doesn't matter. You're not bringing 100 either way.
Yeah.
Here, well, if it's the east, I love you. I think the hammer's great, but I sincerely doubt if the course is just very difficult.
It's hard.
I mean, but here's your advice. And this can go out to a lot of people trying to break 100 anyway. Simple things. I'll start from the green back. Greens, focus on the speed. Don't try to aim straight and hit it hard and give the putt a quote-unquote chance to make it. And the greens are really fast here. So if you play more break, you're less inclined to hit it really hard and you'll get a lot of two putts throughout the round. So that's okay. Number one.
Okay.
Chipping. Chip it on the green anywhere first try. Don't get cute. Put it on the green. You give yourself a chance, maybe a two-putt for a bogey. Now, in the rough, if you have a bad line in the rough, especially here, and you think you can't get to the green, just put the ball back in the fairway and take your chance.
No, I don't do that. You mean chip it back in the fairway. I thought you meant...
Yeah, you're saying chip it in the fairway.
No, I thought you meant kick it or throw it.
This clearly means chip it.
I'm sorry. The way you said it, I thought you were saying cheat. No, I got you.
You think the golf pro is that way and telling you to cheat?
Well, you said if the ball's in the rough, put it in the fairway.
I think he assumed we all knew what you meant.
Okay, well, you see that I'm a man of honor. You do see that, because I was going to no.
I mean, not really.
Not really.
No one else was even thinking it.
But Nick, I get your point. Play it safe and don't go, because my God,
that's some great advice.
When you go up the right or left side of the rough and the trees, I mean, Ben, you've been there, I'm sure. You make mistakes sometimes and you just die over there. And the next thing you know, you're hanging a 12 on you.
Especially the rough at
Marion. Oh my
God. It's not good.
If you have a good lie in the rough and you think you can get to the green, you feel confident, go for it. But the rough here is just, it's a different beast. It's too healthy.
I got you. All right, Nick, we got to move to a lot here. I really appreciate the advice. I will let you know later how I do. And it'll probably start with a one. Thank you. It'll probably be a 111. Nick, give me an answer here. A strange tradition.
Does it have to be in the United States?
No.
In Sweden, if you're not married by 25, there's a tradition where everybody throws cinnamon on you.
Wow. We'll look it up. Nick,
25,
good call.
That's early.
That is something. A couple of us would be in trouble around here.
Yeah. I didn't get married until I was 30.
Okay. With that, I'm moving the conversation as quickly as I can. Let's do a little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life got to be to get life advice from Joe the Camel?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
All right. Life advice is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. First advice I have is to the Sixers. Daryl Morey, speak.
Yep.
And to Nick Nurse, just be more prepared to know the questions could be complex. Be ready for them and be more fair to the fans with your answers. Anyway, James, what does someone else want to know?
All right, we're going to have Bernie out today, Joe.
Bernie?
Bernie. I know, tough name. I know.
Brutal name.
I knew you were going there.
Brutal name. What is it, 1963?
I'm sorry, probably Bernard.
My name's Bernie.
Sorry, Bernie.
All right.
Now he's going to help you, apparently.
How can you say that?
Because it's...
Great lead into
below
helping
average.
Bernie out here. That's good.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. It should be wheelhouse.
Does he go by Bern, which might be the worst name ever?
What, we have someone who works here who goes by Bern. That?
No, but listen, it's
poor
just a
hot guy. Bernie is a
you see him just
saying?
No, he just stopped in
no,
his track
there.
No, but
that's there. A Bernadette.
Yeah, it's still Bern.
Yeah, we call
she
it
goes
Bern.
By Bern.
Fair enough. It's a bad name. It's a hard name.
She Bern. Is like
I
one of the sweetest people ever.
No, I love her.
Oh, clearly you love her a lot.
But my name is Bern?
Tough.
Like Bern.
I can't believe you did
wow.
that.
I think it's a good name. It's a strong
outrageous.
Name.
Yeah.
Bern. Don't work for me.
Very decisive.
Yeah. Don't work. All right. Go ahead, James.
All right. I don't even know how to proceed here.
I mean,
poor Bernie. Let's keep rolling here. All right. Bernie says, hey, Joe, I need some help. Sports are affecting my relationship. I've been really down in the dumps lately about our teams. I took the Phillies loss hard. I still don't believe in this Eagles team, and I'm borderline depressed about the Sixers. Here's my problem. My girlfriend says it's actually affecting my moods. She says I've been less fun to be around, constantly complaining, and generally kind of a bummer to be around. Mm. And the only thing that's making me feel this way is our teams. What can I do to better handle this disappointment?
Did you send yourself that own question?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that's have called himself Bernie, I'm guessing.
I'm going to start with the Nick Nurse answer to Howard's question yesterday. Boy, that's a tough one to start with. Look, the easy thing, obviously, to not let it affect you as much is not care as much, but I don't recommend that.
It's also, you can't really
not.
Control that.
Of course
yeah,
not.
That is not
of course
an
not.
Option.
So my sister texted me after the Phil's loss. It might have been a week after. And she said, and I don't recommend this either, but she said she needs to start, you know, basically steeling herself to lower expectations for the teams and just believing that it's much, much, much more likely they'll lose
than win.
That's
what my wife does. That's Emily in life. She's a set expectations low and be pleasantly surprised. Like, so that's her whole thing.
You could do that, but I also know that's not that fun. I mean, when one of our teams reaches the, you know, the quarterfinals of the playoffs, you want to believe that they're going to win
you
it.
You want to ride the roller coaster, yeah. as they yeah. say.
So, look, don't lower your expectations. Be real about expectations, but don't lower them if you have them in the right spot. Don't be less emotionally invested because it's a big part of who you are. I mean, it basically comes down to what you're asking. How do you, with all that said, deal with the disappointment more? I might not have an answer, James. No, James, because no, because this is being a Philadelphia sports fan. You're asking me how does someone in 1964
better deal with? How do they not let it affect the relationship? Is really what he's asking. You know, how can he find a way to better channel so that he's not upsetting his girlfriend?
He might have to dump her.
Wow.
No, you might
have to. Escalated quickly.
Well, I mean, the point is, he is who he is.
No, the Joe, I think Joe might be onto something here.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. What is happening today? He's asking, how can I fix my relationship like Dumper?
No, I mean, you are what you are, man.
Wow.
Own it.
Wow.
Look, obviously try to, you know, come home with a smile on your face, but I don't know, man.
You should try to value her. As much as you value the sports and the way that they make you feel. But you know what? If that's just not where your feelings lie, you got to be true to yourself, too.
I agree. All right, with that, dumper. That's it. That's
the worst life advice we've ever done.
That's bad advice. I don't know. Try to do better. I don't know what to tell you. All right.
You could become a Chiefs fan.
You stumped him.
Could.
Yeah.
You could. Chiefs, Dodgers.
I mean,
yeah.
Dumper. That's just wow.
Something like that.